morning. My name is Janice Diane Jones Gray, and I was born in Cape Charles, Virginia, and my parents are Oliver and Lucy Jones, and I attended Cape Charles Elementary School from 1957 to 1962.
Thank you. I'm really glad that you're here today. I'm looking forward to talking to you. I'm Mary Jacko Daniel, and just going to be asking you a few questions. So you said that you attended there from 1957 to 1962.
Yes, from the first to the seventh grade.
First through seventh grade. Yes. Can you remember your initial reaction to going to this school?
Well, it was little, it was an elementary school, it was interesting. We lived on Mason Avenue, and so most of the children walked to school, at least I did, and my other siblings did, and we had to walk over the hump, I called it, and so they had steps going up, and so you would walk and then down to the school, but there were some kids who rode the bus, but I was one of the walkers. And my first grade teacher, well, they had, each teacher taught two classes, and so the classes were in the same room. So my first and second grade teacher was Mrs. Catherine Ames, and then my third and fourth grade teacher, I believe, was Sally Parker. And then my fifth and sixth grade teacher was John Nottingham. And Mr. Hare was my seventh grade teacher, who was also the principal.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Not really. I don't recall having a favorite teacher. I'm thinking maybe when I was in my first grade, you know, because that was my initial teacher, and then she taught me when I was in kindergarten for a little bit. So she may have became my favorite teacher at that time.
Okay. And you said that your siblings went to the school as well. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had an older brother, Oliver. He attended there. And then I had a younger sister, Emily, and who was 3 years younger than me, so she attended there. My baby sister, Catherine, she went to the school in Cape Charles by that time and had integrated. The one that was on Mason Avenue.
Okay. Great. So y'all walked to school together for the fun.
Yeah, we walked to school together because my brother liked walking with me. But anyway, we walked to school together.
He didn't want to walk with you, or he did?
He didn't like walking because he liked walking with his friends.
Oh, okay.
But I always want to walk with him, and I always run behind him.
Get back, you know. The annoying little sister that's trying to tag along. Sounds like y'all might have had more fun than the people that took the bus.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy walking. Because on rainy days, my mother, she didn't work. She was home with us at all times. And so on rainy days or what have you, you know, she would drive us to school.
Oh, that's
cool. It was only maybe 3 minute ride, so it wasn't very far from where we lived.
That's great. Do you remember, I know that you were in first grade, do you remember anything about the curriculum that
used? The first grade, I guess basically you get your foundation, and so, and the teachers, they taught you to really respect others and your mannerism as far as saying yes ma'am, no sir, And I thank you. And there's so many kids today, I find that they don't have that. You know, they don't say thank you. You know, you do something and they, you know, you say, well, thank you. You're welcome.
Right.
I like that. And so, of course, our parents taught us that too, but that was stress in school, and then also the stress of sharing, and I think I said being respectful to others.
Did the church have any influence on the school?
I don't recall.
Okay.
They could have, but I don't recall.
I definitely think that the respect thing is something that's different. Do you think that that's really changed with schools today?
Well, maybe in a certain respect, because a lot of times students don't respect their teachers, and you know, and then I know when I was in school, the teachers, you know, whatever the teacher said, the parents, when they came to see the teacher, you know, they may not agree all the time with the teachers, but they showed them the respect. And if the teacher said that you were talking in class or whatever, sent a note back, then the parents, you know, they would respond to that, and they would send us to the principal office, and Mr. Hale would have a paddle. He would paddle you, and if you misbehave. But nowadays, you know, you can't touch the children. You have to be afraid of what you say to kids.
That's true. I'm a former English teacher, so I definitely have found that. Was there anything that your parents said to you? I mean, I know that you said that it's changed a lot in the home where the parents supported the teachers, and there was also discipline in the school. Can you remember anything that your parents told you that really, I mean, it sounds like they valued education. Was there anything in particular that they told you to make you take school seriously?
Well, they made sure that we did our homework. My mom was you know, in the home, and she made sure, because when we would come home, she would check and see, okay, how was she was talking. Everyone sat at the dinner table, which they don't do nowadays, and so we would talk about, you know, what we learned in school that day, and we would talk about what lessons, plans that would be coming up, and what your homework was for that. And mother would go over our homework with us and make sure that we did our homework, and so and she just questioned us. And I don't know if that's being done today to make sure that kids, we didn't have, I guess, the video games that children have today.
Definitely.
And TVs, there's so many other activities that kids are involved in today that we weren't involved in back then, because basically, you know, we went home, we went to school, we came home, we had school clothes, we had play clothes. So when we got home, we put on our play clothes, and we ate dinner, and then after dinner, mother got with us on what homework we had to do. And we may have watched a little TV, but not a lot of TV, and then we went to bed.
Sounds like she definitely had a huge involvement in your education and making sure that everyone had their homework done. And mm-hmm. did she help you with your homework?
Yes, she helped us with the homework.
Okay.
Definitely. I'm sure I need a lot of help back in the first, you know, in elementary school. But the teachers were there too. So, and they would stay at the school at times and help us. And we also had recess time. So, if the child needed some assistance, they could go to the teacher during recess time.
How long was recess?
I think recess time was may have been 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was lunchtime also.
Okay.
Because we didn't have a cafeteria in school, so everyone had to bring their lunch. So recess time, when you ate your lunch, and then you would go outside and play. I recall playing, what was it? Double Dutch. I love Double Dutch.
You were good at Double Dutch?
I was very good at Double Dutch. And that was one of my favorite things to do. And then we played Bobby Jacks.
What's Bobby Jacks?
You know, you have the jacks and the ball. And,
okay.
And you throw them out, but there's 12 jacks and you pick them up.
Okay. Was that one of your favorite games?
That was one of my favorite games, too. And if any time during that period when we had recess, if we need some additional help and a homework or assignment, whatever, something that the teacher had gone over in the morning part of the class that we didn't quite understand, we could go to the teacher. Because normally the teacher stayed in the classroom while we were doing recess.
That's good. Nowadays, the teachers have to be right outside monitoring
all of the
kids.
Well, sometimes, you know, there would be a teacher outside, but then all the teachers would have to be outside.
Oh, okay.
So they probably took turns as to what teacher would be outside to watch the kids. And maybe a couple of teachers would be outside and the rest of them would be inside.
Do you remember everybody being pretty excited about going to school?
I think so. I think we were excited about going to school. And we had music also in our school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, our music teacher was Mr. Bush. And he taught at high school, but he would come to our school maybe once a week, which I recall playing the flute.
So you had instruments that you were able to learn?
Yes.
That's great. How is the school, looking at it today, how is that different from the school that you remember?
Well, there's no school anymore. I mean, that building is just gone down and boarded up. I think they're trying to do something to it. They're trying to I don't think they're going to tear it down. They're probably going to try to remodel it or bring it back up. But it's sort of sad. You know, I remember I was home this summer, and I went by and looked at the school, and I took a picture of it. And so I said, no, because I was showing one of my friends, I'd taken a couple that I'm in church with, that we sing in the choir, and I took she and her husband over there, and I'm in by the school so they could see where. I said, this is my elementary school, can you believe it?
It looked really different.
It was really different.
Yeah. That's always kind of sad when you go back and you expect something to be the same. Because that's how it is in your head. And it's so different from what you remember. So after you were there until seventh grade, where did you go after that?
Okay, after the seventh grade, I moved to Hampton and came over to to live with my aunt. And I went to Wise Thomas Middle School. But that was only for 1 year. That was for the eighth grade only. And then I went back home in my ninth grade year. I think I probably would have stayed and completed, you know, middle school and high school in Hampton. But at that time, it was something about if your parents did not pay taxes in that city, then they would have to pay for you to continue to go to school in that city.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So mom said, no, you're coming back home. So both mom and dad.
How are those two experiences different? Going to school in Cape Charles and then going to school in Hampton?
Well, the difference was we had to change classes. Well, when we were in Lawson Elementary School, we stayed in that same class, you know, for 2 years. And then we went to, like I say, Austin, first and second grade. I stayed in that same class for the first and second grade. And then when I passed the third grade, then I went to another class. And I stayed in there for the third and fourth grade and all like that. But when I went to Hampton, to the middle school, we had our homeroom class. And then all the other subjects that we had to take, they were different classes. So I may have gone to six different teachers, depending on how many classes I was taking that year.
Did you like that, or?
It was different.
Okay.
And also, I thought it was neat.
You did, okay.
I thought it was neat. And then when I came back to the ninth grade, by that time, schools had integrated, so I went to the high school on Mason Avenue, Cape Charles High School, and that was the same thing. We went from one class to another. We didn't stay. It was homeroom, and then we went to different classes.
How was that experience going into an integrated?
I know the classes were smaller, with fewer students, and this was just, I got along fine with all the kids, and so, but I realized that, I noticed that some of the teachers had their different paths, or what I call paths, you know, because like one of the girls, when her mother taught elementary school, which is downstairs, high school is upstairs.
Okay.
So her mother taught school there. And so she was so like, I thought, truly special.
So some of you could tell that some of the teachers had preferential treatment to certain students.
Overall, my experience was good.
Do you have a favorite memory from Cape Charles Elementary School?
A favorite memory?
Something that sticks out?
Playing double dutch. Okay. Like that. But not that I can recall.
Pretty sure I don't have the coordination to do double dutch.
Yeah, you must realize I was born 6 years old, from 6 till 11 years old, I think, or 10 years old, so
okay.
That's been 50-some years ago.
Right.
So,
was there anything that you remember that you didn't like from elementary school?
I didn't like, I remember having to go to the principal's office one time to get paddled. And so I really didn't like that, but I understood why, and I didn't think it was my fault. It was one of the guys that we were staying in line, and he kept pulling at my hair. And so I said, stop,
buddy boy.
Leave my hair alone. And so I hit him. And then he hit me back and it made my nose bleed. And so I immediately ran to the restroom, you know, to stop him from bleeding. And so then Mr. Hare called both of us in the office. And so I got paddled for that. And I didn't think I should have gotten paddled because I didn't initiate it.
What happened to the little boy?
And he got paddled too.
Okay.
So both of us got paddled, you know, for misbehaving and not staying in line and following directions. But, you know, I was in line following directions.
He derailed you. Yeah. What happened when you got home? Did your parents already know about it?
No. Then I told Mom about it.
You did?
When I got home. But I know the school didn't call.
What was your mom's reaction?
She thought I took my side, and she said, okay. Well, you know, she said that he should have pulled your hair, you know, but she said that you were wrong too. Well, no, she didn't take completely my side because she told me I was wrong too for hitting him.
Okay.
And so she said, I said, well, he kept pulling my hair. And she said, well, you should have mentioned to this teacher that he was pulling your hair. You know, you should have turned around and hit him.
Did y'all get along after that, you and the little boy?
No, I didn't really like him.
Okay.
So
you just kind of stayed out of each other's way.
I just kind of stayed out of his way.
Okay.
But his brother and I were best friends.
Oh, that's funny.
It's
great. Do you remember what the impact of the school's closing was, or do you recall that? Like, what the community feel was?
I'm not sure what the impact is. I guess by the fact that the school was going down, it wasn't properly being maintained, and then once the integration came in, there weren't enough students there in Cape Charles to be able to support both schools. So, I mean, it was sad that it had to close, but, that's what happens a lot of times when you know, you do have integration and you don't have the population there. It's a small town.
Were there any things that you learned at the school that you were able to take with you through life, I guess?
Oh, sure. I mean, the respect for others and sharing, you know. And right now, you know, I learn, we had, how we did our words as far as pronouncing words and, you know, you had to break them up in syllables. And so that's all I was trying to teach my kids, you know, words. And they had spelling. I don't know if they have spelling in school now.
So, I remember in the elementary school.
Yeah, so because I know my I have a son and a daughter, and both of them had, you know, some word in spelling bee. And so,
that's exciting.
So I remember, you know, when I was helping them with the words, I recall how we had felt being moved in elementary school.
Did you do well at the spelling bee?
I don't recall if I did well. Okay. I'm hoping I did. But
how about your kids? How did they do?
They did great.
That's good. Can you think of anything that you wanted to?
So, yeah, what did your parents do for a living? Did your mom stay home?
My mom was home. In fact, I said we lived on Mason Avenue.
Which part of Mason?
In the 300 block.
Oh, okay.
So we were there. Right where, you know, everything was, so I always thought I lived in the city because I was
right
down. I call it downtown because we were on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our house was on the corner here, and then, you know, on this other corner was Savage Drugstore, and across the street from that was the grocery store. And down from that was the Five and Dime. Mm-hmm. And so, because my uncle and my grandparents, they had the restaurant called Palm Tavern. And that was the first black restaurant, probably the only black restaurant there in Cape Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And so the restaurant was downstairs, and my grandparents lived upstairs, and my uncle, and then we lived in the back. So we were right. So
is that building still there?
No, we had the building torn down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just an empty lot now. So we, my father, when I was small, he had a taxi service. It's called Jones Taxi.
Oh, wow.
And my uncle, like I said, he helped my grandparents in the restaurant. And then next to the restaurant was his seafood market. So, and I thought that, you know, when I look back now, I look at it and say, well, gee whiz, you know, I thought I had the best of all worlds because I had the restaurant there, we had the seafood market, my uncle had a boat, and we would go out on the boat and watch him, you know, he'd go fishing and crabbing, and then we were like two blocks from the water. And so, you know, when you're small, it seems large, but actually you could walk around Cape Charles about an hour, 15 minutes, you know. You could walk the whole town. So, and I loved it so much when we would go down to the beach, we'd walk down the beach or we would ride the cars because you could see out in the bay. They didn't have those, you know, sand dunes up near, you know, because the fact that so much sand probably over the years were blowing over the people's homes and in their yard.
Yeah.
So they put those dunes up. But you could just ride down and you could just look out and you see the sand and the water. And it was just so beautiful. And then you come all around and then on the other side was the golf course. So it's like, to me, it was like a little city. So it was up, and whenever I talked to people, I said, no, I'm not from the country. I'm from a city called Cape Charles. And then it got so popular, you know, when it came on, you know, I said, oh, Cape Charles is on the map, you know, because, you know, you hear about it on the news and they have different articles in the paper that was written about Cape Charles and stuff. But it was beautiful. I mean, I loved growing up in Cape Charles.
You did?
I did. And I had a fun time. And then my father, you know, after he closed his taxi business, and he went to work on a ferry.
Okay.
And so, and the thing about it, he always kept Mom in a car. We always had, like, every 3 or 4 years, well, he would get a new car. So we always had transportation. And,
so you weren't isolated.
So we were able to, we were isolated now. Because Mother, you know, she didn't drive that far, but she would go to church and you know, Exmoor and places like that. But she would, she didn't like the Chesapeake Bridge after that was built.
Okay.
She was nervous about that, so she wouldn't drive across the bridge. And then every time after Captain grew up, and when we would come home, she would be so nervous of us riding across the bridge.
So how long did you live in Cape Charles?
I lived in Cape Charles until 1969 when I graduated. That was when I graduated, and then I moved to Hampton. And so, and I've been on this side ever since. But I will always go back home. So it's not like, now I'm over here and I'm never going back home. But I would go home maybe 2 or 3 times every year. And especially on Thanksgiving and Easter was 2 of the main periods that we would, the family would get together. All the siblings and their spouses and all get together and go home.
Did your brothers and sisters also move away from Cape Charles?
Yes.
Okay. And where did they live?
I think, well, my sister, Emily, she taught in Capeville Elementary School. And so she did live in Cape Charles after, because she went to Virginia State. After she finished Virginia State, she came back home. And so she taught there. And my brother, he taught there for a while. Because I think he did some work over at the Cape Charles High School there. Because I know he played football for that school. And I think when after he finished college and came back, I think he did some work over there too. But everyone's gone now.
Okay.
Everyone's gone now.
So what did you do after you left Cape Charles?
After I left Cape Charles, I came back on. I was in Hampton. I went to college. And I majored in accounting, data processing, and so I started working for a company in that area, and I married. And then I had 2 kids, divorced, remarried.
You mentioned that you did accounting. Did you do a lot of work with Mr. Nottingham when he was teaching math?
Not so about, I learned math from Mr. Nottingham, but there was a teacher at the Cape Charles High School that really got me involved, loving accounting. And it's a male teacher, and I was trying to think of his name, and I can see him there, but I can't think of his name. But we had different companies, you know, that we had projects. That was his whole thing. He gave us a whole project every 2 or 3 months. We had these projects to do where we had the whole business and we had to do their books. So,
what a great experience.
And then I remember when I was in the 11th grade, my father, He operated the BP service station when you came in Cape Charles. It's near a realtor has it near that building. And so I kept his books for him during the time before my 10th, 11th grade, and 12th grade year when we had the BP service station. I would keep his books and I would do the sales taxes. But my first initial start with accounting was from Cape Charles High School with a teacher I can't think of.
So you never went to Northampton High?
I never went to Northampton High. No.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Hampton Roads Business College and then Thomas Nelson Community College.
That's great. So, math was your favorite subject, I'm guessing?
Not necessarily.
Oh, really? Okay.
But math was okay. But no, math was my really favorite subject. Accounting that has to do with math, but the accounting part of it, but it's not, you know, like trigonometry and algebra, so the basic math. But,
okay.
Yeah, but when it came to algebra and trigonometry, no, I didn't go that far.
You definitely understand.
My sister did, but I didn't.
So, think back about the friends that you had when you were in elementary school. Who were they, your favorite friends?
That's a situation that really, I didn't have a lot of friends in school. I was always around older people. Yeah, I think because of the fact that we lived on Mason Avenue when I was small, and then when I got out of school, you know, I would walk home, and so my mother was, you know, she sort of kept us close. And I didn't move we moved from Mason Avenue to Jefferson Avenue when I was in the seventh grade. But by then, you know, people had already, piled up with their different friends or whatever. So I had a couple friends, Cynthia Gosen, Delphi Williams, and Patricia Spady. But basically, I was always with older people. And my godmother, Odell Collins, her mother, Miss Johnson, I would stay with her. You know, I would leave, like, our houses maybe were four houses apart on Jefferson Avenue. And so when I would get out of school, when I was going to the Cape Charles High School, I would go home and I would check to see what mama had for dinner, and then I would go and see what Odell's mother, Johnson, had for dinner, and I would decide, you know, what I would eat.
Which one was better?
Yeah. And so a lot of times, you know, I would eat at Miss Johnson's house, and Odell, you know, when she would and her husband would go out to parties or whatever, I would always stay at Miss Johnson's. Stay with her at night, and even when they were home, you know, I just loved being around Miss Johnson, and so
she's great. I got to meet her last week.
Yeah. So, so I didn't really too much hang with kids my own age, and then like when Daddy had the taxi business, and you know, and then we had the restaurant. They were older people that was coming into the restaurant, and I was hanging with my uncle. And I guess I was always Well, I was with Ms. Johnson or with my family. I was working. I was working with my uncle at the seafood market. You know, I would clean fish and wait on people there. And then when my dad had his food station, I would go down, you know, and pump gas and wash cars and, you know, so I was always busy working.
Busy.
I didn't really have the time to, you know, really to make a good relationship with the kids that were there at Cape Chippewa.
Do y'all have any other questions?
Well, one of the things that a number of people have talked about, a number of former students, and even some of the teachers have talked about, is the difference that was noticeable between the white schools and the black schools in terms of what you were offered or not offered. And I don't know if that was something you were aware of when you were a kid.
I'm not sure. I mean, there may have been some difference we didn't always have all the books, you know, we had to share books in cases, and I think where the white school probably had enough books and materials for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that aware of too much.
Mm-hmm.
Back then. Mm-hmm. That I can recall. I'm sure there was some difference.
But it wasn't something that you were real conscious of.
Real conscious of that.
No. It's interesting because some were very conscious of it, particularly the teachers. All of them have mentioned it.
Yeah, but probably so because they had to make up for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the former students as well.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Okay.
And hearing about your experiences.
Well, thank you.